This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Breaking more than 2 years of silence, Special Counsel Robert Mueller is explaining part of his thinking in the Russia probe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Standing at a Justice Department podium, Mueller for the first time talked about the investigation and emphasized its findings did not exonerate President Trump, who continues insisting they did. Mueller's report did not accuse the president of obstructing justice, but it also did not clear him, with Mueller saying he was handcuffed by a Justice Department legal opinion that a sitting president cannot be indicted.
Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider.
Mueller said if his team was certain the president did not commit a crime, it would have said so. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And then there was reaction from both sides. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We're investigating and we are litigating. And we're going to, as we go down the path, make a decision based on the strongest possible case to get the best results for the American people.
But White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says it's time to move on.
We think the president has been fully and completely exonerated based on the fact there was no collusion, there was no conspiracy, and there was no obstruction.
Attorney General William Barr determined that President Trump could not be charged with obstruction based on the evidence uncovered by Mueller. That decision outraged Democrats who have accused the attorney general of misrepresenting Mueller's conclusions and have been pressing for the special counsel to testify before Congress. Israel's parliament voted early Thursday morning to dissolve itself and hold a second early election after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu failed to put together a coalition government. The lawmakers voted 74 to 45 to break up and hold a new vote on September 17th. Netanyahu had a midnight deadline to form a new government after winning the April 9th election. This is VOA News. Leading U.S. defense and security officials warned that Iran was getting ready to unleash a wave of attacks across the Middle East, targeting the United States and its allies when the decision was made to send more troops to the region. Speaking separately, the acting Secretary of Defense, as well as the country's top-ranking general, Wednesday defended intelligence reports suggesting Tehran had planned to raise the stakes in the already volatile region. In Washington, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, confirmed the intelligence that prompted the military to send reinforcements to the region. A Texas-based passenger bus operator has reached an agreement with the Justice Department to settle charges it discriminated against American job seekers by hiring temporary foreign workers. The settlement with El Expreso Bus Company of Houston, Texas, is the sixth under the department's Protecting U.S. Workers Initiative, which investigates and penalizes employers that discriminate against qualified U.S. employees in favor of foreign guest workers. In a statement, the Justice Department said its investigation of El Expreso found that the bus operator had turned down applications by U.S. workers and then petitioned for temporary visas for foreign drivers to fill the positions. New satellite images show fields, orchards, and olive groves burning in northwest Syria, where the army has waged an assault against rebels in their last major stronghold. Reuters' Emily Wither.
The recent bombardment has killed over 200 civilians, injured over 700, and forced more than 300,000 people to flee since the end of April. The Syrian Civil Defense, also known as the White Helmets, are far too used to pulling people from the rubble. There are major concerns of a massacre if front lines inch forward. Idlib is home to an estimated 3 million people, more than half of whom have already been displaced at least once during the war. But this time, with Turkey's borders closed, they have no place left to escape to.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. President Trump said on Wednesday that he was unaware of any effort to move the USS John S. McCain that was stationed near the site of his recent speech in Japan. The Wall Street Journal reported Wednesday that the White House wanted the U.S. Navy to move the ship named for the late Arizona senator out of sight, citing an email between U.S. military officials. The email to the Navy and Air Force officials had a number of directives, including USS John McCain needs to be out of sight, and asking officials to please confirm that directive will be satisfied. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.